Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's also you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.
I'm Tyrese Maxey, and you're listening to the 76ers Insiders Podcast.
This podcast is part of the 76ers Podcast Network, presented by Stern & Cohen Law.
Search 76ers Insiders wherever you get your podcasts.
No problem.
Have you suffered a work injury? You need a lawyer. Call Stern & Cohen, workers' compensation lawyers, sterncohenlaw.com. The consultation is always free. They will ring the insurance company's bell. Go Sixers. Welcome into another Sixers in 60 here on 97.5 The Fanatic. Merry Christmas, happy holidays to everyone. The December 26th edition of Sixers in 60. I'm Matt Murphy, along with Nick Stauskas. We'll have our Fanatic basketball insider, D. Lynam, joining us shortly. And later on in the show, 76ers team reporter, Lauren Rosen. Nick, we missed you last week on the live show for Sixers in 60, but great to have you back.
Thank you for having me. I'm sorry I missed last week, and Merry Christmas to all listening today.
Yeah, well, we won't count it against you, but it's good stuff. It's good stuff. Always great to be with you. In the Sixers world right now, they had the honor of playing on Christmas Day, which we will get into with D. We will talk about it with Lauren later in the show, as well as she joins us for her road check-in. The team now in Orlando, going from Miami to Orlando, but one of five games. They had the primetime slot against the Miami Heat. They fall short by six with no Joel Embiid, no Nick Batum. But that was after they had beaten the Minnesota Timberwolves, who are number one in the West and have the top defense, which we will also dive deeper into. Then they beat Toronto with three 30-plus point scorers, including Tobias Harris, who had a season high in that game, and he followed it up pretty well against the Heat. And most recently, Joel Embiid was named Eastern Conference Player of the Week. So even though he didn't play on Christmas due to a right ankle sprain, Embiid, he averaged almost 41 points per game in the three games that count towards the Player of the Week. So the Monday game wouldn't have mattered anyway. So it was the three games for the voting that factor in, and he averaged above 40 points per game with the 51 against Minnesota.
Otherworldly. That's all I can say about this guy. He is on another level right now. Would have loved to see him play in that primetime slot on Christmas Day, and I'm sure the result may have been a little bit different had he suited up. But nonetheless, I think we need to really appreciate what we are seeing from this guy, because it is something special. Doesn't come around often.
Yeah, and we've got one of his teammates, D'Anthony Melton, actually coming up as well. And when Embiid was in the lineup, he's in the midst, when he is in the lineup, of a franchise record streak right now of 13 straight 30-10 games and 14 straight with 30 overall. So when you've watched him during this streak, what has been going through your mind?
I mean, to me, the question that I start thinking about is, have we ever seen a player operate from that free throw line mid-post area as well as he has? You know, he catches the ball in that area And, you know, analytically, they say what he's doing is a bad shot most of the time. You know, he might take a couple ISO dribbles or a couple jab steps, and he shoots a little mini fade from 12 to 15 feet. And, you know, the numbers say you want the opposing team to shoot that shot all game long. But Joel's one of those guys where he has quite literally mastered that little mini fade from 12 to 15 feet. And the defense is at his mercy. He's playing with so much confidence right now. He's efficient with it. It's just a beautiful thing to see.
That's former Sixer Nick Stauskas talking about Joel Embiid. We go live 6 to 7 p.m. on Tuesday nights here on Sixers in 60. If you want to listen back to some past interviews with 76ers players, check out the 76ers Insiders podcast feed. I'm Matt Murphy. We've got D. Lineham coming up on the other side of this conversation between Lauren Rosen and DeAnthony Melton, a member of the Sixers starting lineup. Melton against Miami had a huge dunk that spurred a big Sixers run as they got back into the game after falling behind by as many as 21 points. He's averaging a career-high 11.7 points per game, is DeAnthony Melton. And he caught up on the road with Sixers team reporter Lauren Rosen.
DeAnthony Melton, thanks for coming back to Sixers in 60. You talked about it at practice, but why is it so exciting for a player to play on Christmas?
Man, just to, you know, wake up and, you know, see yourself on the TV, you know, see like your family and your friends and stuff. And especially on Christmas, I mean, it's, you know, it's a joyful holiday. And, you know, as a kid, you wake up and you've seen, you know, a lot of people play, you know, basketball and football. So to finally play on it, you know, it feels amazing.
You mentioned that when you were a kid growing up, your family might have thought that you'd be playing football on Christmas, not basketball on Christmas. Yeah. When did that change?
That probably changed like my freshman year in high school. Nobody in my family really agreed with me or liked my decision, but, you know, I kind of stuck with it and I knew what I wanted to do in life.
Kenneth Lofton Jr. joined us in Miami. I know you guys didn't overlap in Memphis, but you keep tabs on the Memphis Grizzlies. What have you observed about your new teammate?
For sure. I mean, Kenny, he's a hell of a player. He know how to use his body. He know his game, and, you know, he's done it against all type of people. The tallest guy, he's played against Wimby before and, you know, held his own and, I mean, actually dominated too. So, I mean, he's a good player and he knows how to play the game and he knows how to use his body to be effective.
Again with DeAnthony Melton on Sixers in 60. Last week, a couple things happened. All-star voting opened, and then on Friday, three of your teammates, Tobias Harris, Tyrese Maxey, and Joel Embiid, scored 30 in the same game for the first time since 1961.
Wow.
And of course, you weren't available. It's great to see that you're fine now and that you're back. But what did you enjoy about watching that one on Friday?
Man, just how they was just staying in attack mode, all three of them. You know, Joe got a slow start, but, you know, he picked it up, and, you know, that's what he does. And Tyrese, you know, when that fourth quarter rolls around, Tyrese going to be Tyrese, too. And, you know, Tobias just being steady and just, you know, being a pro. Just, you know, that game was his game, so I'm so happy for him to, you know, finally have that under his belt.
Yeah, Joel said something interesting a couple weeks ago. He said, when the fourth quarter rolls around, you guys know where the ball is going, and it's going to Tyrese. So hearing that from a former MVP talking about one of your friends, or the reigning MVP talking about one of your friends who's a perhaps first-time All-Star this season, what does that mean to have that type of faith in your co-backcourt mate?
I think it's special. I think, you know, that type of stuff, I mean, you got to just endure. Because, like you said, former MVP, you know, saying that type of stuff and just, you know, him willing to, you know, say that in the fourth quarter, that's who we're giving the ball to. I think that's important. I think it's a confidence booster. But also, Tyrese is putting the work. I think he knows his game. So he's always been confident in himself.
Take me inside the way that practices have been looking, because I know it was a really new system for all of you under Nick Nurse when we were out in Fort Collins, Colorado. Mm-hmm. But now everybody seems pretty comfortable. So how would you describe the way that these practices have been going?
They've been going smooth. Like you said, we've been going since training camp and even before then, really. So by now, everybody, you know, knows what we got going, knows what we're trying to do on this team and down this road. So I think everybody's kind of, you know, bought in and ready to tackle whatever's ahead of us.
You guys have been adding a new part of your free throw routine in practice. Can you take us through what's going on when you shoot free throws in practice?
Man, Tobias, he added this new thing where everybody got their own little free throw celebration. Tyrese is, I think it's 4 claps, and then we do, you know, side steps, because Tyrese does a lot of side steps and stuff like that. So we do that. Tobias has his own little thing. We do claps and we go run somewhere and sit down. So, I mean, I think it's a cool little thing to just add to it and, you know, keep the vibes up.
Christmas, you guys integrated Christmas carols at the free throw line?
Yeah. Today he switched it up with some holiday special. Did some Christmas carols. We saw in different versions of, you know, Christmas carols everybody's make.
This is the first long trip of the season. It's kind of late in the year for a first long trip of the season. What can you gain by having this extra time with your teammates on the road?
Camaraderie. That's it.
I thought this was 60 seconds. I ain't never waiting on my...
Tyrese Maxey joining us on Sixers in 60. Tyrese, how did D'Anthony do in his interview this morning?
It's supposed to be 60 seconds. We've been here 5 minutes.
The show is 60 minutes long, and D'Anthony took 5 of them to give us today. D'Anthony Melton, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Tyrese Maxey cutting in to the end of the interview of the Sixers in 60 minutes interview with D'Anthony Melton, done by Lauren Rosen, who will join us later on in the show.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.
Rain or shine, every day is a great day for fishing, right? You got rain gear, but you can't overlook sunny day gear. A Columbia PFG Solar Stream Elite hoodie has you covered on the sunniest days. Like, literally. I mean, who wouldn't trade a sunburn for a trophy fish? But why do it if you don't have to? Especially when this Solar Stream Elite hoodie is built with broad-spectrum UV protection. We're talking UPF 50. And it has airflow so you don't overheat. And what's the alternative? Putting down the rod every half hour so you can slather on some sunscreen. Seems like an easy choice to me. Columbia PFG has you covered with their Castback TC shoe. Its OmniMax cushioning and traction system helps if you're on your feet a lot, say, fighting a fish. Not to mention keeping you sure-footed on a wet rocking boat. So if you're going to be spending long days out on the water, and I sincerely hope that you will be, head over to Columbia.com/PFG and shop all their performance fishing gear.
Welcome back in. Matt Murphy with Nick Stauskas and our Fanatic basketball insider, D. Lynam. Thanks for sticking around after your show today. D, always great to chat with you.
You as well. I hope both of you guys had good holidays.
We've got some more basketball coming up, you and I. We got some G League broadcasts.
Right.
We've got the regular season opener in the G League coming up in Delaware this Wednesday, the 27th. So if anyone hasn't been to a Blue Coats game out there locally, check it out. The Chase Fieldhouse against the Capital City Go-Go, a team that you know well, the Wizards affiliate. And Nick, you played in the G League. So what do you think about that, that they just wipe the records to 0-0 and the regular season starts at the end of December here now?
I remember my last year playing professionally, 2022, you know, when that was the case and you just wipe out, you know, 12, 13, 14 games. I was like, hey, we were like nine and four or something, like we were doing pretty well, and then we're back to 0-0. So, you know, could be a good thing, could be a bad thing. Nonetheless, I think most of the guys that are playing at that level, their main objective is to, you know, to get seen at the showcase and or to get seen by any scout during any game. So I guess not the worst thing at the end of the day.
That's an interesting point about the showcase, because you have to like reset your mindset. If you didn't get called up by the Sixers, like Kenneth Lofton, well, Kenneth Lofton was added from waivers, but if you didn't get that call up, you have to refocus for a full regular season slate. So, D, I know we were looking forward to that. And something else that was much anticipated was the Sixers on Christmas night against the Miami Heat. They do lose, but they made it interesting. It was tied going to the fourth quarter. So without Embiid, Maxi struggled. What were your main takeaways from the Sixers against the Heat?
I would say, well, I loved Kelly Oubre step back into that starting lineup and didn't miss a beat. So not having Embiid, not having Batum back yet, because I've really enjoyed watching Batum in the starting lineup, finding Embiid. I think he's a great guy to deliver passes to Embiid. I thought the one thing that you really missed, and I think Joel's had a lot of, he's averaging a double-double, but you missed his rebounding. You know, they got out-rebounded by 20, 56 to 36, and it's tough to win games when you get beat on the glass like that.
Some of those were super timely from Bam Adebayo, too, like second efforts when the game was one possession in the second half and that type of thing. Miami's now a league best 12-2 on Christmas Day, 9-0 under head coach Eric Spoelstra. So it was like a battle of like a chess match between the two coaches, some zone
and they didn't
defense.
They didn't have Jimmy Butler.
True.
But they Good did point. Have Jaime.
Jaime Jaquez
yes.
Jr., your UCLA
exactly.
Bruin. I looked that up. Jaquez had 31 against the Sixers. The most he scored in a college game in 134 games at UCLA was 30.
Damn.
And he goes for 31 on Christmas in the NBA.
And he was 11 of 15 from the floor.
He can shoot it, but it was more so like it wasn't three-point shooting.
No.
He left that to some of the other guys. But it was his first double-double as well, and he had a really good start to the game. Then he took over down the stretch, so he had 10 points, 4 rebounds in the fourth quarter. But, Nick, for the people who say like the NBA starts on Christmas Day, we're talking about the G League starting 0-0. What goes through your mind when someone's like, the season starts on Christmas Day, as someone who went through the NBA schedule?
I wouldn't necessarily say it starts on Christmas Day because, look, 30 games pass. If you haven't done your work early, you're going to be digging yourself out of a hole for the rest of the year.
And the Sixers are still 20-9. They're not 0-0.
No, the Sixers have put themselves in a great position moving forward. But, you know, especially with the unknown of injuries later on in the year, you don't want to play around with those first 30 games and come out lackadaisical. So, you know, I would say from a fan perspective, maybe people start gaining more interest around this time. You know, trade deadline's approaching. There's, you know, maybe some more storylines heading into this point of year. But definitely important to do your work early, which I think the Sixers have done.
And I would say, Matt, that it's from the fan perspective where that's the start of the NBA because your football is now going to start to wind down. And Christmas, this basketball slate, is usually, you know, it's wall to wall. This year was weird because you were going up against the NFL, which normally that day belonged to the NBA, Christmas Day.
Right.
Did you guys happen to see the numbers on the viewership NFL versus NBA Christmas
What was
Day?
It?
I saw something on Instagram. I'm not sure if this is 100% true, but it was something.
Split?
No, it was like 20. It was like 20 million for the NFL. To 4 or 5 million for the NBA. My thing is that I thought the NBA dominated Christmas Day. I thought that was their thing. And now the NFL is just stepping in and they're like, no, you don't.
Well, everybody wants to know what's the NFL going to do when Christmas is on a Wednesday? Because you can't have a Wednesday game.
Yeah, that's like the only days they won't play, right?
Exactly.
Football, Tuesdays and Wednesdays.
But if they see those kind of numbers, they'll figure a way because they don't want to, they want that audience.
Right. And Matt Murphy, D-Lineham, Nick Stauskas talking about this Sixers Heat Christmas game. And Tobias Harris followed up D, the 33, with a team high 27. What have you thought about his play lately?
Well, as you know, because of working here, I probably am one of Tobias's biggest defenders over the years because I think he has very consistent play, but he has been a guy who has been asked to change his role many times. And I think he always does. You know, if you go back to last year, he really became the fourth option. And so here you had an opportunity. There's no Embiid who is playing lights out. Maxi was struggling, you know, 4 of 20 from the floor. And Tobias picks you up. So, I mean, I think sometimes we see a little bit of a roller coaster with Tobias. But I think when he is asked to do more, he can do it.
I think that's one of the hardest parts about being a professional in any sport is being on a championship level team as a very good player, but you're asked to do less because there are people ahead of you that are more dominant. And so you are capable of doing more. You put that. You put a guy like Tobias Harris on the Detroit Pistons. He averaged 25 a game.
Of course.
Will they be a championship contender? No. But on the Sixers, you put him as a third, fourth option. That's a championship contending team. And it kind of reminded me when I was thinking about it is maybe not the exact same situation, but a guy like Chris Bosh
in Miami right in my head.
Was the perfect example of like 25 and 10 nightly in Toronto. He comes to the Heat and it's a major step back for him.
Right, because it's 2.5 stars. He's the half.
Yes.
LeBron and D-Wade were stars.
And the mantra, it's so cheesy, corny, cliche, you know, be a star in your role. It has to apply to a guy like Tobias Harris. And it's again, sounds corny, but it's like, what can I do at a high level nightly to make my impact felt and help this team win if it's not going to be, you know, touching the ball every time down the floor? And I'll say the last couple of games with him, the thing that stood out to me, the difference, nothing that he was doing in particular, but his body language when he didn't have the ball. I noticed a couple of times he was on the wing, maybe 4 or 5 feet outside the 3-point line. And just the fact that his knees were bent, his hands were out, kind of ready for the ball. And then when it got swung to him, he was stepping into it with authority and it kind of created that rhythm into his jump shot. And that was something where it was, okay, that's something that he could bring every single night, especially with Embiid catching it at the free throw line and kind of the defense loading up to him. That's very applicable. Moving forward, you make that pass to Tobias, who's spotting up on the wing. He's stepping into it with confidence. That's how you're going to make your impact felt nightly.
And Matt, a couple of years ago, Tobias was shooting over 40 from three. He's a capable three-point shooter. His number is down this season, but 4 of 7 the other day would tell you bring back to when he was over 40.
And 5 of 9 with the 33-point game. So like 7 attempts from 3, 9 attempts for 3. It makes sense, especially when guys are in and out of the lineup, but he's got to be riding high with confidence, and they needed it because of the game that Maxey had against Miami. But not too long ago on the schedule, Maxey had a great game against the Timberwolves when he and Embiid combined for 86 points against a great Timberwolves defense with a lot of length. But I did ask you both for a stat that stands out for the Sixers heading into the new year. I have a couple of picks. Maybe I'll save one with Lauren in the next segment here on Sixers in 60, but Nick Stauskas, D-Lineham, what stats are glowing for you when it comes to the Sixers right now on December 26th?
I mean, I found one that I don't look at very often, but they have the highest point differential in the league.
Yes.
They are plus 10.8. And to me, that says that you've put away some teams that you're supposed to beat if you are championship level, and you're in the ones where people are as good as you, if not better, you're in the game. So that number stood out to me.
Yeah, them and the Celtics, they're both up there right for there. Differential. And there's some other teams that would be considered contenders by the standings that maybe fall way short, like the Bucks on the defensive side of the ball.
It's been impressive the amount of games that Joel hasn't had to play major minutes in
the fourth. Yeah.
And that will pay dividends, you know, later on in this season. Those games add up. You know, you have to play 10, 12 minutes in the fourth quarter. You all of a sudden, you know, limit that by 10, 15, 20 games. It's going to add up come playoff time. So that's an important one. For me, though, the craziest stat that I really can't believe is this team is fourth in three-point percentage. The only reason why I feel like that's surprising for me is because the team doesn't, we talked about this the other week, they don't have any specialists from three.
No.
They don't have any three-point specialists. And I would love to see them get a specialist, you know, via trade at the deadline of some sort. But obviously, they're doing something right. They're creating open looks. They're moving the ball. The ball and player movement has been great under Nick Nurse this year.
Totally.
Joel has been super unselfish with it. Maxey's been able to knock down threes, whether he's open, covered, off the dribble, catch and shoot, you name it. So that's been the standout for me.
And sometimes like nothing is ever good enough. So they rank top 5 in 3-point percentage. It's like, why aren't they taking more of them? Because they're 22nd in attempts per game,
yep.
Just over 32. But Nick Nurse has been saying like that will climb. Like, he's like, it's a long season. Like, you can't look too far into it. I know I asked you for stats, but like, they're not even 30 games in yet, and he thinks that number of attempts will climb too. But it's been a team effort to get it to a point where it's top five in the league at above 38%. Now, they rank highly in free throw percentage as well, and that actually bit them against the Heat. They missed a bunch of free throws down the stretch of that game, and they lose by six, and they missed nine free throws against Miami. And sometimes things can just compound, I guess. Like, Maxey was someone who missed a couple, and it wasn't his night, so that hurt them. And Oubre missed a pair of them in a four-point game down the stretch.
I would love to see one day maybe the NBA introduce a rule. You miss two free throws, it's minus 1 point for your team.
Huh. Do you think they'll ever do the one free throw G League rule?
No way.
No chance.
How did you feel about it?
I loved it. I loved it because I was a 90% free throw shooter, so exactly. It's easy for me. I got to make one? All right, great. But the worst was when you're shooting.
Probably had a couple where you got fouled on a three, one, and you got 3 points.
No, but then you're a little nervous because I'm like, man, I can't miss this one. I'm losing 3 points if I miss one free throw. Whew, pressure's on.
Yeah, take points away, though, for misses. That's what you're calling.
One, if you miss them both.
If you miss them both, take 1 point away and go up and back real quick. Stop the game. Do a little sprint. You can't miss two in a row.
Commissioner Stauskas. We'll see.
That'll be an unpopular rule.
But Nick, I have one quick question for you. So one of the adjustments that Nick Nurse has made with Embiid that I love is he plays them the whole first quarter. Mm-hmm. And Embiid used to be a guy they would take out at like the 6 minute mark. Mm-hmm. Maybe sometimes they'd stretch it to the eight and then they'd give him a rest so it would stretch over in between the quarters so it feels more. Mm-hmm. Do you like the playing him the whole first quarter?
I think it's been working, especially because he's seemed to have the hot hand every first quarter.
Exactly.
Like, he's coming out the game full of energy, knocking down shots, you know, getting to the rim, playing with aggressiveness. So I think it's been working. As long as he's not showing signs of slowing down towards the end of the game, like, that's the only thing that they should be monitoring. But, you know, from the eye test, he's looked great in the fourth quarter as well. So I would keep it going.
I would definitely keep it going.
Awesome stuff. D, thank you so much for joining us.
I'll see you tomorrow night at the Bluecoats game.
Yes, D Lynam, thank you. Nick Stauskas and I will be back with Lauren Rosen on the other side. Thanks for listening. We'll be right back on Sixers in 60.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.
Rain or shine, every day is a great day for fishing, right? You got rain gear, but you can't overlook sunny day gear. A Columbia PFG Solar Stream Elite hoodie has you covered on the sunniest days. Like, literally. I mean, who wouldn't trade a sunburn for a trophy fish? But why do it if you don't have to? Especially when this Solar Stream Elite hoodie is built with broad-spectrum UV protection. We're talking UPF 50. And it has airflow so you don't overheat. And what's the alternative? Putting down the rod every half hour so you can slather on some sunscreen. Seems like an easy choice to me. Columbia PFG has you covered with their Castback TC shoe. Its OmniMax cushioning and traction system helps if you're on your feet a lot, say, fighting a fish. Not to mention keeping you sure-footed on a wet rocking boat. So if you're going to be spending long days out on the water, and I sincerely hope that you will be, head over to Columbia.com/PFG and shop all their performance fishing gear.
Welcome back to Sixers in 60. Tonight's show, Matt Murphy alongside former Sixer Nick Stauskas. Thanks to our Fanatic basketball insider, D. Lineham. We've got Sixers team reporter, my fellow 76ers insider, 76ers Insiders podcast co-host Lauren Rosen joining us. And our producer tonight is Matt Mynarik. A day after Christmas in which the Sixers played in Miami. They're on a four-game holiday road trip right now as we get back into it. And welcome in Lauren Rosen on the line for another road check-in. Sixers in 60s every Tuesday at 6 p.m. here on 97.5 The Fanatic. Lauren, one of these days you will not be on the road with the Sixers, but today is not that day. So I'm glad that Tyrese Maxey now knows this show is 60 minutes long and the interview with Melton was not just 60 seconds.
Listen, Matt, I am so happy to be back with you guys. I do not know what happened in the schedule of this year such that we are traveling like four out of the last five Tuesdays or something crazy. Excited to be back with you in person, of course, next week. But yeah, second game in a four-game trip. Really happy to be back here with you, Nick Stauskas. Can I ask how your holiday was?
My holiday was great, but probably not as good as yours in that nice Florida weather that you've probably been soaking up.
Listen, I know that we are lucky to be out here. And what I will say is there has not been a lot of time to soak in the weather. We had obviously played last night in Miami and then came today to play in Orlando for practice. So the team got off the plane and went straight to practice, got in some like long, hard work, right? And then came straight to the hotel from there. So what it's worth understanding if you're a Sixers fan back in Philadelphia, this is a group that's really grinding right now. And obviously they were disappointed with the Christmas night loss, but got right back in the gym immediately. They'll be back in the gym again tomorrow morning for their shoot around ahead of tip off with Orlando at 7 p.m. That's 7 p.m. on Wednesday, depending when you're listening. But this is a group that is grinding. We have not been able to enjoy the warm weather all that much. But now, I guess, now that it's evening time, hopefully some folks will be able to get outside and take some fresh air in.
What was the game against the Heat like in the building? And what was practice like coming off that game?
Listen, the building was rocking last night. And credit to the Miami Heat, obviously the team and their fans. Chronically a tardy audience in Miami. If you've been to games there, for whatever reason, I know folks are busy, but for whatever reason, they struggle with first quarter attendance. And last night there were a lot of people in seats before tip off. I think people get really excited for these Christmas games, Matt, and being part of that slate, even with both teams missing their best, if not one of their best, talking about Miami players in Joel Embiid and Jimmy Butler, the energy was there from the start. And then, of course, credit to the Sixers for clawing back into that one. But I know you guys have already covered that. And then the energy in practice today was great as well. Credit to Nick Nurse, who has been having this team practicing, at least for the returners on this team, a lot more than they're used to. But fosters a good energy, strikes the right tone. Obviously, going into a practice today, folks are a little bit tired. They eased into it, and then they got after it. And it was cool to see the guys embracing an off-day practice after a tough loss. And get ready for a good Orlando Magic team.
Earlier in this show, we had you with D'Anthony Melton, who I know it wasn't the shooting game that neither he nor Tyrese Maxey wanted, but actually thought he impacted the game, especially with the four steals. He finished with a solid line of 15 points, 7 rebounds, 5 assists, 4 steals, and 1 block in the game against the Heat. And Nick, we were discussing him before the show just about how he makes his imprint on the game, even on a night where his field goal percentage was down.
Right. You know, we've talked about this multiple weeks now, but he's been the guy that I've been wanting more from, view him as an X factor. And on a lot of nights when he has it going, it's great. It's just when you look at the overall field goal percentage for him, it's been down this year. He's still been shooting the three okay. The good thing with a player like that, though, is, you know, he's not coming into the game and, you know, making shots is the only way he's going to be able to impact it. This is a guy that's able to, again, get the four steals. He's able to make the other team's premier guards have to work to get the ball up the floor, work to even catch the ball sometimes. So he's able to make his impact in a lot of different ways. And I think it's just one of those things where at some point of this year, he'll catch his groove where that field goal percentage will start to bump up a little bit.
Yeah, Nick, it's such a great point. He can definitely be an X factor. That is D'Anthony Melton for this team. But something that I think we talked about maybe briefly on this show is the intangible things, the things that don't show up in the box score with DeAnthony, particularly his relationship with Tyrese. He was in Tyrese's ear on Christmas night all night long. Tyrese clearly physically, visibly frustrated, and DeAnthony there to keep him calm, his friend, his source of calm, right? And we've talked about this in the past. Tyrese has been really good for DeAnthony in return, helping DeAnthony sometimes pick it up a little bit because DeAnthony is so calm and collected. You ask anybody to describe DeAnthony Melton, and he's calm, he's flowing, he's California. And that's great in a time of tension, right? And then sometimes when Tyrese needs him to ratchet it up a little bit, they can do that for one another. And I know you guys already heard the interview, but wanted to share a little anecdote on that one. Players leave shoot-arounds, where we recorded this interview, staggered. There's three buses, so some guys love to take bus one and get out of there and get into their rest and recovery. Some guys like to really work after shoot-around, and they chronically take bus three. Tyrese and DeAnthony are both bus two guys, and DeAnthony knew that he was doing this interview with me yesterday after shoot-around. Tyrese, I guess, somehow understood that DeAnthony was also doing this interview with me. And he, Tyrese finished up his workout. He yelled onto the court to DeAnthony, "Hey, Melt, like, we got to go if we want to make bus two." And DeAnthony said, "Hold on, Tyrese, I'm trying to get better." Still working out on the court, of course. And Tyrese said, "All right, okay, you know what? I support that. I'm going to take bus three with you today." And Tyrese sat down, waited for DeAnthony to finish working out, waited through the interview, which you guys heard he expected to be a little bit shorter. And then the two of them took off together. But I think behind closed doors, it's interesting to see their relationships and the support system. Nick, I don't have to tell you about that, but the support system that players develop among one another and how they manifest and show themselves in tense moments like what we ended up seeing last night. And, of course, not the outcome that the Sixers wanted on Christmas, but great to see Tyrese get that support when he needed it.
Making each other better. All of our interviews with Sixers players can be heard. 76ers Insiders drops on the podcast version on Wednesday mornings. Search 76ers Insiders wherever you listen to your podcasts. 76ers team reporter Lauren Rosen joining us right now on the Comcast Business Hotline. Matt Murphy and Nick Stauskas. Nick, when you were playing, what bus were you?
I was always leaving the gym. I was always the last bus because I was a big, you know, got to get my work in, got to get my shots up after shoot around. Everyone's different though. Some guys like to rest on game days. My confidence always came from the repetition. So, you know, if I could get, you know, an extra 50, 60, 70 jumpers up after shoot around that morning, it's just going to give me that extra peace of mind heading into the game that I'm ready. I've done everything that I need to do. Everyone's got the routine, but you know, more importantly, it seems like, Lauren, you could probably, you know, reiterate on this, but it seems like this is like a close-knit group that really gets along at the end of the day. Because I've seen it all. I've seen it all in the NBA. I've been on some really ugly, bad teams with bad chemistry. And then I've been on some teams where everyone truly gets along and, you know, wants success for one another. They're not envious of each other. And it seems like that's the kind of vibe that I get from this team, is they really do want to see each other succeed on and off the floor.
Yeah, it's interesting, Nick, because people ask me about that a lot. I think part of all of our jobs, right, as commentators, as members or tangential members rather, of the team itself, like, is to position these players and this team and put them in a positive light, right? And so people ask me a lot, like, what we see, what the Sixers put out on social media, is that real? Like, is that actually what's happening? And I will say, with this team, there is so much more that you're not even seeing. Like, the vibes are that good. There was a video that went out. If you don't follow the Sixers, you should. But a video that went out yesterday morning.
Okay, I'll follow them.
Singing Christmas carols. Thank you, Matt. Singing Christmas carols to each other during practice. Like, they enjoy each other. They're having a good time. And Nick, I think it's interesting when you ask. Obviously, yes, every team has a different dynamic. I think with this one, it really starts at the top. And I think it starts with the fact that Joel and Tyrese enjoy each other so much. They've talked about it. They've been very open about the admiration that they have for one another. Personality-wise, could not be more different, right? But Joel saw something in Tyrese as a rookie and took him under his wing, and they've developed now this really cool partnership 4 years later. They want to see each other succeed. They're begging one another to be more aggressive, right? We've seen that time and time again. And I think that trickles down when there's a mutual respect at the top with your top two scorers, the guys that have the ball in their hands the most. when they are sharing that with one another, Nick, I'd love to hear what you think. I think that that's got to trickle down to everybody else, regardless of how many touches you're having. If your leaders are treating each other with that levity and that respect and challenging one another, it's got to have an effect on the whole group.
Yeah, for sure. And with Tyrese, it's hard not to like him. Every time I see him, the guy's smiling from ear to ear. He looks like a genuinely happy guy. So I think that's most important. You know, you want to be around people that are positive, that are happy, that are uplifting everyone else. It seems like he's been doing a good job of that. And man, I really hope that he's able to make the All-Star team this year, because there's a lot of good guards in the East. And every year, someone's got to get snubbed. Like, it's just inevitable. And I just hope that the Sixers put themselves in a good enough position where if you're at the top of the East, I feel like you need to get at least two All-Stars. But, he is 100% deserving this year. I just feel sorry because someone's going to end up getting snubbed. The East is super competitive.
Yeah, the competition for the starting spots in the East. And everyone should vote your favorite Sixers into the All-Star game, the NBA.com and the NBA app, everything on the Sixers website kind of puts it in one place, Sixers.com/All-Star. And I have a stat about Maxi, but then to the point about team chemistry and all of that, when Jaden Springer was assigned to the G League earlier this year, I think Maxi watched the game because of him. And D. Lineham and I were discussing how we have another Blue Coats broadcast coming up on Wednesday, the 27th. That one will be on ESPN Plus and DETV. So if you can't make it out, please tune into our coverage. But Tyrese mentioned to me in passing, oh, like, great job with the broadcast, to support just a teammate who was playing in the G League that night. I had no idea that he was watching, and he was somehow. And the stat that I want to give about Maxi is that he's somehow averaging more points than Anthony Edwards and Tyrese Haliburton on a team with Joel Embiid, who's averaging a career-high 35 points. So when you're not the main option scoring-wise, and your main option is the best scorer in the NBA by a couple of points higher than he averaged when he's won scoring titles, pretty remarkable at 25.9 points. Obviously, Edwards, when it comes to the All-Star discussion, is in the West, but Halliburton's in the East. I know he's the assists leader, so it's going to be competition between Maxi and some other guys, maybe like Jalen Brunson in New York. Trey Young's in the mix as well.
Donovan Mitchell
with Cleveland. It's very competitive, but lock in because it's going to be fun to watch.
Just saying that list I'm like, someone's going to be feeling very slighted at the end of that, because I don't think there's going to be room for all of them.
We will see.
Deserving.
Tyrese Maxey, 26-4-7. We've seen a lot of All-Stars with numbers not even close to those, right? And Nick, like you said, someone's going to be the odd man out. There are people deserving of the All-Star team every year that don't quite make it. But if there was ever a case to be made, it's got to be Tyrese Maxey. Matt, I love what you said, the way that he's somehow among the top scorers in the NBA and has been all season, playing alongside the top scorer in the NBA. They're the only two that are up at the top together.
In the top 15.
Correct. So you know what? Like, it's just, I don't know. We're gearing up, Matt. We're gearing up, and I'm going to make sure my case is ironclad over the next couple of weeks. But anyone that's worked with him, anyone that knows him, is rooting for him to be an All-Star this season. Think about what this kid has gone through, right? As a rookie who barely cracked the rotation sometimes, at times, his rookie season. And then the second year, taking over for someone who wasn't at work. And then his third year, learning to work with someone else ahead of that person not coming to work, and him having to take over again for somebody, right? The challenges have been endless, and every single one, he's just ticking them off the list, showing up, Nick, like you said, with a smile, with a positive attitude. People ask me about him all the time. When I talk to people in Philadelphia, they ask if Tyrese Maxey is as great as he seems. And the answer is yes. The question you just asked, Nick, he is always smiling. Even after a tough game last night, he was frustrated. But he said goodnight to everybody with a smile. He greeted all his teammates in the locker room with a smile. Obviously, we can't put smiles per game on an All-Star ballot. But when people talk about the up-and-coming faces of the NBA, he's got to be one of them. And that, to me, transcends even what an All-Star team looks like.
Lauren Rosen joining us on the Comcast Business Hotline, and someone who's playing some great basketball right now is Tobias Harris. What is the front row seat like that for that been like?
I mean, listen, Tobias and Tyrese talked about one another the other night in such a special way. I'm going to use Tyrese's words instead of using my own. He talks about Tobias as the ultimate professional. He says he comes to work every day and does what they want from him that day, right? So on a night like last night, where there's no Joel, where Tyrese doesn't have it going, Tobias steps in, he has more touches, he uses them well. The other night when Joel and Tyrese both had it going, I'm talking about the night that the three of them all scored 30 plus points against Toronto, the first time a trio has scored 30 plus since 1961 on the Sixers. They needed Tobias that night as well. The bench was struggling a little bit. There wasn't a ton of productivity across the rest of the group. Again, this is something that is a theme. This is not new. This isn't just over the last few days of Tobias Harris playing extremely well. This has been Tyrese's entire career, and that's the way that he associates Tobias Harris, as being someone that comes to work and does whatever is needed of him on camera or off camera, on the court or off the court, on a day-to-day basis. So great to see him starting to get some flowers over these last few games, because he puts the work in, he has a great attitude, and he's a leader for this group behind closed doors for sure.
Lauren Rosen, please gather your Sixers standout stat heading into the new year, if you have one for us on tonight's show, and be ready for that in just a moment. Nick Stauskas, one that I found is that right now the Sixers are averaging 122 points per game, which, like the three-point shooting, is top five. It's fourth in the NBA, and this really stuck out to me. This is from Statitudes via Justin Kabatko. He did a 50-day check-in on the NBA season earlier this month, and that average for the Sixers, which was slightly above 122 at the time in mid-December, is one of the top 15 scoring averages through 50 days in NBA history. Like, there are four teams, those top four, rank in the top 15 ever through 50 games for points per game. So the scoring is way up. The Pacers have the highest number ever through 50 games at 128.4 points per game, and the Sixers are not far behind. It's the Pacers, Bucks, Hawks, Sixers cracking the historical top 15 among this season's scoring teams. But does it feel like there's a lot more? Like, when you watch the Pacers, yeah, but like watching a Sixers team that's averaging 122, does it feel like the scoring is that high?
Well, it helps when your main guy's just averaging a casual 40-something points on a weekly basis, like the past week. So that's definitely not going to hurt. But I think league-wide, the scoring's up. And I had this conversation with TJ McConnell the other week because, the Pacers were putting up these crazy numbers. And I was like, dude, be honest with me. Is the defense going downhill, or like, what's the deal with the scoring? Because like, teams weren't putting up 130, 140, 150 on a Tuesday night in the middle of the season, even a couple years ago. Like, what's going on? And he was like, man, the offensive players are that good now. And I believe it. Like, the league has never been as talented as it is right now. And you're seeing it across the board. Each, you know, every team's got special players that are putting up, you know, record type numbers. So I think we just got to appreciate while we have it.
Luka Doncic just had 50 points with 15 assists in the Mavericks win over the Suns to round out the NBA on Christmas Day slate on a day ago at this point. But Lauren, what do you got stat wise?
Well, it's something that Nick Nurse challenged this team to do on the first day of training camp. And of course, I was going to talk about net rating, offensive rating, defensive rating, points per game, free throw percentage, and 3-point percentage, all of which
all covered.
The Sixers are in the top five right now, all covered. But one that really has stood out to me, Nick Nurse was asking for deflections. He's asking for them to use their length on defense every trip back. The Sixers leading the league in deflections per game, 16.9 deflections per game, tangentially, leading the league in loose balls recovered per game, 6.5 loose balls recovered per game. And Matt, these aren't stats that the Sixers over the last few years have been necessarily leading the league in consistently, but this season they've been at the top across the board, of course, due in part to the addition of Robert Covington, who is still, of course, didn't play on Christmas Day, but when he gets in the game, he's still leading the league in deflections per 36. Paul Reed and DeAnthony Melton also top 10 in deflections per 36, and then deflections per game and total deflections, DeAnthony and Cove are both top 10. So these are things that don't necessarily, they're not the sexiest stats, right? Deflections, you don't get credit for the steal, which, by the way, the Sixers also leading the league in steals. You don't get full credit for the steal, but they stop progress. They really affect the game. It's something that Nick Nurse was emphasizing on day one. So cool to see the guys respond to that call in such a definitive way when you look at the stats.
Defensive rating continues to rise for the Sixers because of that. And as we really wind things down here on the show, they will face two good defenses on the upcoming schedule. The Orlando Magic are in the top five, and the Houston Rockets on December 26th are second in the league in defense. And those are the next two teams on the Sixers schedule. Their offenses are lacking a little bit, but two good matchups coming up, Lauren. So we'll be sure everybody follow your coverage at Lauren M. Rosen from the road.
Thank you so much, Matt Murphy. Always a pleasure to do this with you guys, and I'm so excited to do it in person soon.
Yes, Lauren, thank you. Nick, we have a minute here. What else around the NBA, anything we didn't get to, and or the upcoming schedule for the Sixers? It'll be a good test on the road against some of these teams. The Magic got off to a great start that included a 9-game winning streak.
Yeah, I think they're going to have some good games coming up here. I think most importantly, I hope Joel is getting healthy, getting some treatment on his ankle. I'm not quite sure what his status is moving forward, but would love to see him back out there getting 40, 45, 50, maybe
yes,
60 on a nightly basis. Hopefully that's what we'll see.
Happy holidays to everyone out there. Thanks for joining us live again. Sixers in 60 Tuesday nights at 6, live on 97.5 The Fanatic. If you missed D'Anthony Melton, check out the 76ers Insiders podcast. Thanks to our producer, Matt Menarik. And, of course, thanks to Lauren Rosen and Nick Stauskas. I'm Matt Murphy. Thank you all for listening.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.